Hello, everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to do some healing tonight. This will be a wonderful evening again, so there's nothing for you to do. You just sit back and relax. Light Shift is what created you. It's the light shift that Jesus used for his ascension teachings and healings 2,000 years ago, so we'll have a lot of fun this evening, and we'll just invite our co-host on here, Sylvia. So are you there, Sylvia?
I am. Hello. And good evening. So great to be here tonight. It's a beautiful night. And I think you've been having quite a time in New York, right, Ron?
Yeah, a lot of cheesecake and some good pizza, and I probably gained about 10 pounds, and it's very nice. It was kind of drizzly out. Other than that, it's been wonderful.
Great. I know we just had you were having a workshop today, right?
Yes, that was very nice. So we'll just start on with our healings here, I guess. So we'll first do a entity clearing for people. So here we go. So we'll just start cleaning some energies away from you. Entities are emotional bodies of people that passed on. You might call them ghosts. And they come to us where we have maybe physical body problems, physical pain. They come to us when we're upset, and they come because we're out of our body at that time. When you get angry or upset, your spirit leaves you, and that leaves a hole or an opening for them to come into you. They also, like I said, attach through pain. So if you, say, banged your elbow against a counter and it hurts a lot, they'll actually come to you because they may resonate with that pain that you're experiencing. And then they're going to come to you and cause more pain. They'll bring their pain to you because they wanted to be healed. And they take away your life force energy from your body and your spirit. So it's very important to get rid of entities. So we're releasing some right now. And now we're going to call back your spirit to you. So we're doing a cleansing on your spirit, searching the universe for the parts of you that left, through the fear and trauma and pain. And they're coming to you now, so I'll count to 10 as they come into your body. These little spirit fragments, there could be millions of them coming. So again, just sit back and relax. Remember, each time your eyes are open and you have a problem, some pain, they'll leave and continuously leave until the pain's released from you. Or if you get angry and upset with someone and you have an argument, your spirit will be away for maybe 5 or 10 minutes during that process, and then entities come in, and if they like to argue, they'll keep arguing back and forth between you and the other person. They'll do some body hopping. So we're going to get rid of some entities now, so, and your spirit's cleansed, so here we go. We're going to reintegrate you. This would be called a soul retrieval. So sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do, and I'll count to 10, and here comes your spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do some more clearing. This you should be doing on yourself daily, maybe 3-4 times a day. This helps you get into your body more and more. Remember, you must be in your body for the ascension process. And it's always good to be in your body because you're more conscious. So here we go. Bring some more of you back into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll do the same process again here. And your spirit's helping to release these entities from you. It's pushing them out as we're helping you, also from the light ship, to do this process. And if you only have 1% of your spirit in your body, which is very unusual, probably actually unheard of, but if that's the case, that 1% can actually come and release these entities from you. But you have to command your spirit to do this and then cast out these energies out of you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
Very good. It's great to have that feeling of just being collected up. Like, you know, sometimes we get scattered all over the universe, kind of, and this process really helps me to feel very much like my spirit has come home.
Yes, so what it is, when your spirit enters your body, you start feeling heavier. And what we're going to do now is a little exercise. And this may sound a little strange to you, but we're going to put your spirit in through your legs. Normally, your spirit won't want to come into your body, and it'll normally just be housed like maybe in your solar plexus above the waist, okay? So what we're going to do now is have your spirit come in through your feet instead of having it come in through your crown chakra or your heart. And you're going to feel your legs a little heavier, and this is will help you through your healing process. So we're going to go out of your body now and back in through your feet. So you're going in through your feet, ankles, knees, and waist, and coming up and out. Again, coming back in again. Bottom of your feet, ankles, knees, and waist. Up your body and out. Same process. Feet, ankles, knees, and waist, and out. And we're going to go in and out, 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 in and out. Some people actually get a little dizzy during this process. In and out, 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 and back in again. Okay, so you should feel a little more density, maybe heaviness in your legs, there may be tingling, which means that you're getting healing energy put into your legs. I'm going to do one other process here. This is what people like to experience. We're going to release one of the invisible bodies that make up your physical body that helps to integrate part of your life experience here, and this is your emotional body. So we're going to take out your emotional body momentarily and put it beside you. And for women, this will make you feel like you're a man in a sense, because you won't be into emotions. And this is why your body doesn't heal, because of these emotional densities that you have. That's one of the main reasons, along with not being in your body fully. So we're going to take out your emotional body. So we're moving it out. So it's 10% out, 20% out. There we go. 30% out, 40, 50, 60% out, 70, 80, and 90. And here we go. Coming out, 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 out. There, now you're out of your body. In your body with your spirit, but your emotional body is out of you. And you should feel a little more calmer, a little more relaxed. So again, it won't stay out very long, but it'll give you an idea what it feels like to be without the judgment of emotions. And you should be right here, right now. You should have perfectly clear thought. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that about the releasing of judgment in relationship to this, because I was just going to say that I feel more neutral, like I can just be kind of observing what's happening, kind of be here right now, be comfortable observing what's going on and not have that emotional reaction to things that kind of relates to the judgment kicking in. So it is very peaceful and very centering.
Okay, we're going to do some clearing now. So we're going to do an emotional body healing here. This is very quick, very fast. So here we go. And we go back from this point in time, back to your last birthday. And we go to the chakras. It's only like the way they describe it to us from the light shift. There's a lot more being done besides the chakra clearing. So here we go. Count backwards here. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, you should feel a little more calmer in your body, a little more relaxed. Your muscles might be relaxing now. You might feel tingles going through your body. This is what happens when you have this clearing. It eliminates the baggage. Those times that we just got through clearing. So if you look upon your past, maybe the last couple of years or so, you may see that these density that you are carrying no longer has a charge on it. So you're going to be able to look at a certain scenario in your life that maybe caused you pain, anger, or fear, etc. And you're going to see the scene, but you're not going to be able to have the experience of being uptight or angry. So just kind of look at that right now. I'm going to do another clearing here at the same time. When you're looking at it, and do a clearing on your feeling body. So here we go, your feeling body. Same process. It's instantaneous and permanent. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, this is a different body, and it's similar to the emotional body, but it's a different type of process, and you may have a little more relief here from your fears and anxieties and anger and pain. So do one other clearing here. We're going to do your body, which we call the sensory body. Sensory body is what you do and use when you go into a room. You sense feelings, everything else, energies. So this body is kind of unique because the healing is done by the female light beings as opposed to the males. So we're going to ask them to come in now to do this healing. And here we go. They're starting right now. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. And so right now we're going to do another clearing. And this clearing here is going to be of another special clearing. This is your clearing of your mental body. Here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. So you may feel a little more healing energy going through your body now. So just kind of sit back and relax and kind of sample how these feelings are working for you. We'll talk about the creation light ship. Like we said earlier, it only comes through once every 2,000 years. It's the same light ship that Jesus used for his healings and teachings of ascension, which is why he came here to help humanity do the universal shift. And unfortunately, because the dark side here, the soulless beings that were maybe on planet, or people controlled by the soulless beings off planet through mind control, did not allow the earth spirit to shift. The earth spirit did not want to terminate all of its life forms of humanity, so it decided to go through another round of a 2,000-year cycle. So what we do is many, many types of clearings for people. What we just got through doing was different clearings on the different bodies that you have. What I do is I charge $5 for each year of your life to do these. The most important thing is your emotional body, because that way it'll clear away the density so you can be more in the now. It does three clearings in one. It clears your spirit, it clears your emotional body, and it clears your physical body of the traumas that you've experienced in this lifetime. So it's very, very important to have done, because your spirit cannot and will not come into your body through densities. Your spirit is non-judgmental, only works with love energy. You could use the word peace also. And anything that is not of that type of energy will not be with you. So anything that you have blocked in your cellular memory, your spirit will not come into. So it's very important to be in your body. And you're in your body when you're born. You should be in your body throughout your lifetime. So this is kind of how the light ship sees you, is that, you know, they wonder why you're not in your body, because you're supposed to be. So it's very important to do this. So we're going to talk a little bit here about one of the sessions that I do. This session is called the 4-in-1 session. Master said 4-in-1. It's wonderful. Normally you have to have at least the emotional clearing done, and typically the mental clearing, mental body. And what this does, it disconnects you from 13 planetary energies. These energies may be visible, may not be visible to us, but they do cord your body and take away your life force energy. A lot of people that I've worked with who are very psychic would actually feel different pains that they've had in their body leave them. They'll feel energy cords leave different body organs. And this, again, is just things that are pressing against your free will, against your body, that's known to us, because there are invisible energies, and invisible energies are present here, and they cause us havoc to our energetic system. So that's the first part of the clearing. The second part is what I do is connect you to your home base energy. The home base energy is where you go to after each incarnation. So normally what happens is you go to one planet, then the next planet, and you keep going from planet to planet after each lifetime. Unfortunately, on the Earth here, you're stuck here for thousands and thousands of years because the dark side wants to live on your emotional energy. And they created God outside of yourself, which in turn allows you to become deluded and not be connected to your spirit, because you're not really considering that as an energy source. You're looking at something outside of yourself to dilute you completely. So this home-based energy is what everybody's yearning for. When you think about your spirituality, that's really where you want to go to, yearning for home. The next part of the clearing is I connect you energetically also to your twin flame energy, which may or may not be on this planet. Typically, the energy is off this planet for almost everybody here. And that's the other half of you. So if you feel like you're not whole and complete, that's the reason, because you'll never be whole and complete until your twin flame energy comes back to yourself. And I run a special link to your twin flame energy, so that's your twin flame can visit you and you can visit it. So it's very, very special. It's a very sacred healing. And the last part is disconnecting you from the energies that keep you entrapment here, the laws of karma will say, your soul family. So you get disconnected from that, and we take you to the higher aspects of you outside the earth plane. So this gets rid of your contracts and spiritual agreements that normally is done without you understanding why things happen to you. Your spirit's making contracts without your physical body's consent. And naturally, you don't want that to happen because it's going against your physical free will here. And that, again, is another trap that the dark side has put in place, these soul families that people talk about. So how are you doing, Sylvia? You still there, Sylvia? Well, she may not be there. Okay. So we're going to do one other healing. I'm going to do a healing. Just bringing in some beautiful energy here. We're bringing the energy from the light shift of the Vata flame that Saint Germain uses. So here it comes. Just sit back and relax, and you may actually see this beautiful color of the violet flame. And here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Now sit back and relax here and just kind of see how it feels here. It'll be a very pure energy. And this energy should kind of like bless you a little bit. You can ask for guidance and healing. Remember, it's still conscious even though it's a frequency. So is Sylvia online now?
I am. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, how are you doing, Sylvia?
I'm doing very
well.
You have
a lot of energy right now to everyone.
What are you doing now?
We have a lot of flame energy here for everyone to experience.
Oh, wonderful. You know, I was thinking of earlier when you were talking about the different things that you were doing, if we could talk a little bit about the subject of ascension, which kind of ties in all this work and the purpose of doing all these different types of healings and clearings that we're doing.
Okay, yeah, the ascension process happens every 2,000 years, whether we know it or not. Naturally, we probably don't know about it because we haven't been here 2,000 years ago. We may have been here in spirit form, but we don't have that consciousness normally. So we only remember maybe one or two lifetimes that are probably pretty close to us at that. And like myself, I was not here, so I don't remember it at all, although I was here helping out on the light ship with the teachings of Jesus and his healings. But typically what happens is the universal shift happens. People talk about the 2012 shift, and that's kind of out there in the cosmos. Some people claim it's going to be 2008. I don't know when it's going to be. If I were to pick, you know, one date or the other, I'd say it'd probably be 2008 more than 2012. But I'm not privileged to know that information. The light ship is very secretive on that, and that they're doing what they're doing, and that's not part of healing. So, but the light ship is going to be doing the universal shift. What happens is instantaneously the whole universe is turned off. Remember, it's a vibration anyway, and it's being turned off now just like you are. And what happens is the dark side, the negativity, at that point when it's turned off, the energies that are not created by the light without a soul can no longer attach, because the light shift just has everything disappear. So they're kind of like sitting there, standing there, floating around, doing nothing, okay? And they have nothing to attach to, so they leave. And then all of a sudden, the light shift materializes everything with a new spiritual blueprint, and you have a chance to actually evolve, if you want to use that terminology, or change dimensions. And at that point, you have the conscious choice of your spirit. Remember, your spirit's eternal, to go where it needs to go to. So it may pick another life form to go into, and its choice somewhere and where it goes to and how it wishes to experience this next lifetime. And so with us here, we have to be in our body to do this process. So that the nice thing is that if you're able to be in your body fully, your spirit has all the tools for the ascension process. It knows how to do this because it is directly connected to the light ship, because that's the source energy. And what happens is your body will no longer be here, and it will be rematerialized instantly with your spirit, as long as you can hold the frequency of your body and your spirit together. And then you have a choice to go to where you wish to go to. And most people, since the Earth has created the body, you'll be going to where the Earth is going to, the Earth Spirit. And the new Earth Spirit is going to go to 8D reality. So you're able to be physical on the 8D, just like we are here. All dimensions have physicality to it in their own way of being. So remember, everything is a creative being. And that's what you're out here to do, is to be creative, so you can mirror back to the source energy your creations. So if you choose to go to a different dimension, you can. The Earth's blueprint itself right now that we have here, that we're living on the Earth, will be advancing with another spirit. So it may have walking spirit or spirits into it. It may go to a different part of the galaxy and materialize there. I don't think it would like to probably be in 3D any longer, but it's, you know, that's his choice, at least not to be in duality, because it's been pretty rough on the spirit now. That's why it's going to 8D. It doesn't want to be in the duality consciousness. So it'll be at a higher frequency, and if you choose to go somewhere else, you can. It's your choice. For the people that are not in tune with their spirit, don't have the spirit in their body, the body will just dematerialize, and it will not be around any longer. And there's no real threat about that, because the body then will not be here. You won't have any pain or trauma or anything else during this process. And then you have free choice to go to where you go to anyway with your spirit. So remember, you are a spiritual being, and the energy that your body is physical. So if you wish to give your body the gift of ascension, this is all up to you. And it is a gift. It's been waiting for a long time to do this process through its genetic history. So, by all means, you know, get into your body. This is all that's required for this here. Elisha does do special attunements for people to go into 8D. So, that's why I have my conference calls, my frequent flyers sessions, you know, once a week. So, you can go on the Elisha more and more and have more healings done. And you're kind of like rubbing elbows with the masters, saints, and angels, and these energies kind of rub off on you, and your whole life changes, and you feel more secure with yourself. And the traumas that you have kind of slowly disappear, and you're just because you're running more light energy. And light energy means that you don't have judgment. So right away you have a whole different consciousness with you, and that's more of a high frequency light energy. So any questions that you may have, Sylvia?
Well, I think you've pretty much summed it up, answered any questions I had. I was just going to ask you if we could do a little water charging now before going to a ship healing and, you know, basically mention about the activated water and how that relates to ascension preparation.
Okay, that sounds fine. I think I heard a beep. Anyone call in? Okay, if not, what I'd like you to do is to go to your computer screen, which is probably in front of you right now, and just click on Creation Lightship Healings. Just scroll down for today's date, which is Wednesday, and go to the 4 o'clock time, which is the Pacific Standard Time. You see Creation Lightship and click on it. And then scroll down just a little ways. You're going to see the hours and times and days of the shows that we have. And then you're going to see a blinking red flower. And then underneath that, you're going to see this beautiful light beam photograph. And this was just in every show was a lady who could actually physically see on the light ship. And she, in real time, as she was on the ship, drew this picture. So we're going to energize the picture right now and also get a glass of water. So if you can kind of hurry and get a glass of water, he'll recharge in the water probably in about a minute here. So I'll just talk a little bit so you can watch the experience of the light beam change here. So what we do basically is the whole teachings here is in the sense of teaching of Jesus, which is to get into your body. The kingdom is within you, not outside of yourself. And you don't want to get stuck in duality. Your spirit is not in duality. It's pure light energy. And that's what the dark side put here is religions to hold us back from our own personal power. So that's just a very simple concept. But people do have the religious energy stored into their body because in past lives you're probably very religious. And remember all the Christians that got killed holding their cause, you see. And you have that energy in you also. So you want to get that released from you. And I do a clearing for that also, which we call a sensory clearing. So anyway, here we go. You should have your water and put both hands on each side of your water container. And just watch this beautiful light beam right now. It takes her about a minute to get charged up. And just kind of watch her. And what normally happens is she'll start to glow a little bit more. She'll put her love energy into your room. And you're going to see the rays around her head normally change colors. They'll get brighter. Her eyes will get very bright. And her picture will kind of lift off your monitor screen. She becomes more transparent. And she'll start to actually probably glow a little bit. So right now she's starting to activate your monitor screen. And again, keep both hands on your water container, and you may all of a sudden start to feel your hands pulsate and buzz. There we go. And you may feel them heat up. And she's helping you charge your water. And she's putting divine light codes into the water. And right now that's happening. And she looks like she's fully activated. How does she look to you, Sylvia?
Oh, she looks very beautiful. And I like how you mentioned about her eyes. You know, I've been noticing more and more about that each time we go through this, where if you move to the left or the right or you move back or walk in the room, it seems like she's completely tracking with you, which I feel like she is.
Uh-huh. Okay. About another probably 15 seconds here, and your water should be completely charged up here. And again, you may feel your hands pulsate. Okay, and you can take a drink of water right now. Just see how it tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mine tastes good. It's juicy, sweet. It goes down instantly. I want to drink more and more of it. Normally, you know, most people, when I do this, they are kind of surprised because they don't drink a lot of water, but yet they take about 3 or 4 gulps of it. So that surprises people. How's your water, Sylvia?
Well, I'm just amazed at the water every time we do this because it does change each time for what we need. And last time, the other day when we had the radio show, my water was very sweet. And today it's almost like lemonade, like you put a piece of lemon in the water. It's got that really tart but really good taste.
Great. Okay. So what we're going to do now is going to do some energetic healing. We'll bring down some divine energies. This is what we do on the conference calls. So we're going to bring into your living room the energy of Mother Mary. So again, just kind of sit back and relax. This is Mother Mary's first cause energy from her spirit, and she materialized down here as Mother Mary. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. And you can ask for guidance if you wish and healing. And we're going to do also to help you connect to your divine spirit inside of you. We're going to do a little exercise, again, where you connect your mind to your heart. So if you like to just visualize an elevator going from your mind, your waking consciousness, your thoughts, whatever word you want to use there, that your ego self, it's going to now drop down into your heart center. So we're going to count to 10. The floor is at on your forehead, we'll say, inside your mind. And we'll assume your mind's inside of your head, okay? Your thoughts, and we're going to drop it down into your heart center, the first floor. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And this is the light beings from the Creation Light Ship are helping you with. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So it should be in your heart center right now. It should feel very peaceful. It should feel like you really have it together, that your guidance now is with you. So just ask your spirit to talk with you. We'll hold the space for a little bit here, just so you can experience this here. We're also going to have a light ship put around you, a special cocoon of energy, so you can have a really nice connection. And they're going to eliminate mind control from us here. And this will be like a force field that's about 10 foot in diameter around you. And here we go. They're going to start this right now. I'm going to count to 10. We'll see how they're doing with this here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, these energies are more than likely coming from off-planet negative soulless beings, from maybe other galaxies, universes, etc. And they're keeping us from being in our true divinity and to connect to our spirit. So they don't want us to do the ascension process, because they live off of our emotional energy. So right now the light ship is helping you to hold the space so you can feel your connection to yourself. And we'll do it again here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Getting you more into your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, how does that feel for you, Sylvia?
Oh, it's just wonderful. You know, as soon as they put that space around us, I felt like any remaining tension that was in my body just completely go away, as though anything that had been kind of, you know, coming at me was gone, and I could just completely relax and be. And I feel very centered in my heart, and it feels so much better than being centered in your head, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's very good. And as you talk, as I'm talking anyway, I can feel the resonance in my heart.
Mm.
But before, it would be like in my head, you know, here, up with my ears hearing that. So my whole body is like a sounding board now.
Yeah.
So.
Wonderful.
Okay. So they're holding the space for a little bit for us here, just to help us out for this healing process here.
Ron, I want to ask you about that process that you do where we visualize the elevator going from the 10th floor to the 1st and dropping our consciousness, so to speak, down into our heart center. Is that something that we can do ourselves, like, you know, throughout the day, just, you know, to keep that feeling going for ourselves, even though we might not be on a call or a conference call or radio show with you working with the light ship at that time?
Yes, well, by all means, just do this technique here, or you might find something else that might work also. Well, this one here seems to be very effective, and it's very simple. Remember, spirituality is not complicated. Everything is very simple, very quick, very fast when you work with divine energy. So this is what we're working with right now. So just do this yourself, and your spirit is part of the divine. So, you know, empower your spirit and tell your spirit that you want to do this process to help you. And it can help you bring your mind consciousness to heart center. And this is where you want to be for your whole life. People who do channeling should be in this location. If you're in your head, you're not going to get normally pure energy anyway, and you may get entities coming to you, which could sound good and may give wonderful messages, but you want to be in your heart when you do channeling, if you choose to do that. So here we go. We're going to do, lock you in a little bit stronger here. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay. That's great. So what you could do now is just kind of breathe in there and feel the energy. What we're going to do also is another healing down here, and we're going to do the pain body healing. So if you have any physical body pain, just request to your spirit that you want to have your pain released right now. So again, this is a very similar healing like we did before. It's the same price, $5 for each year of your life. And if you're over 60 years of age, you won't be charged over $300. All those years are free. So here we go. Going from this point in time back to your last birthday. So, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared. And next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So this should help you eliminate some of your physical body pain that you may have. And you might kind of check your body out. You might even get up and walk around a little bit to see how you feel. This has a, you know, amazing healing ability to it here. If you have like a sore ankle or something, or bad knees or whatever, it can help you quite a bit. And this I do for your whole lifetime. And, you know, we know that we probably have some kind of physical pain in our life, you know, a few times a week just by bumping into things. And that energy gets stored into our body, even though the pain goes away. So it's very nice to have this release from you. So we're going to do another healing here. We're going to work with another beautiful energy that comes in. going to bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette, and she'll help you do some healing work also. If you haven't seen Saint Bernadette, I'd recommend going on to Google. Just do a Google search, and she's there in her beautiful glass-covered casket. And it looks like she just went to sleep about, a second before you actually saw her. And she's, preserved quite well. She looks very beautiful. So here we go. Bringing in Saint Bernadette. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and there's Saint Bernadette for you. A very, very beautiful energy.
Oh, it sure is so lovely. It's so much love and such a great healing presence.
Yes, so she's the wonderful lady from Lourdes who had the vision and saw Mother Mary, and then they activated the healing spring there, I guess, the water there, and people do go to that today. So it's quite something. There's a old VHS tape normally on that too, which you could probably check out if you wish to see a little life story of her made in black and white. So we can do one other type of healing here, then we'll go to the light shift momentarily here. So we're going to do a healing where you're going to integrate your male and female self here. So we're going to do this here. I'll count to 10 a few times here. You're going to feel your polarities come together here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, there's something for you to do. The light ship's doing this for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should be able to see this beautiful light beam on your monitor screen radiating the pure love energy that she's giving you right now. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, how's your water doing, Sylvia?
Oh, it's going down very smoothly, and it's just so good. And I really enjoyed what you just did with that balancing of the male-female polarities. That was just very interesting. I don't think we've done that before, at least not that I remember on the air. And, wow, what a lot of energy that was.
Yes. And we're going to do a chakra alignment right now, and we'll go to the light ship. So, and go to your heart chakra, first of all, and reposition this here. Remember, they different directions. The directions to me doesn't make any difference. It's just that they're pointed in the right proper orientation for your physical body. So we're going to move the heart chakra here. So here we go, heart chakra. And it'll be properly aligned for you by these light beam doctors. Throat chakra. There we go, third eye. Okay, perfect. And now we're going to go down to the power chakra, moving that around now. There we go. And second chakra. There we go. And first chakra. There we go. We'll do an opening now. So if you're in a quiet location, you may want to have your chakras open a little bit. The light ship will do it body width for you. And you can always ask to have them closed down closer. It just makes you a little more sensitive and gives your body a lot more radiation of spirit energy. So here we go. Go to the heart chakra first. Use the word spin to open it up. So spin, 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 open. throat chakra. Spin, open. And your third eye, forehead. Spin, open. Power chakra. Spin, open. Second chakra, spin, open. And first chakra, spin, open. There you go. So it looks like you're all pretty much ready to go to the light ship. Did a lot of healing down here, so this segment right now, this part of it will not be able to use on the archives. We have to do this live with you. Don't want any kind of ET abductions by you thinking that you're going to be asking to go to the light ship or wanting to go there, because you won't be able to go there. So all the ones listening now will be able to go. So again, if you have any animals or pets you'd like to have healed, to have them examined by the light ship special teams, they'll do this here. There's a special light ship for animals and pets. So just think of them in your consciousness. And we're ready to go up. And we're going up right now, and now we're there. A special room. This is the room that they scan you in. We call it the transporter room. And your animals and pets are leaving you now. And now we're going into the next room, which is the procedure room. Excuse me, which is the orientation room. And this room is where they're conferencing with you, talking to you about the different procedures that they can do with you, telling you what your problems are. This is a personal journey between you and the light beings. So there's no information that I can ever give you on what they tell you. This is between you and them, and you're up there physically talking with them. Remember, you're out of time, and you're in their time right now, so they can do many things at once to you. So just request your healings, and this is strictly light energy working with you. This is the light energy that created you. So here we go, going down a long hallway. On the left side, for those who can see, was the beautiful windows to the light ship, the fountains of the universe. On the right side are the offices of the doctors. There's windows there. There's doors that can materialize as you walk in front of them. And the nice thing, they have a lot of plants and flowers there, vegetation. There's ferns. There's a lot of like hanging plants. And the hallway is about 8 foot wide. The height is probably around 20 feet in height right now. It'll change automatically according to the light beings that are going to be working with you. But there are other creations that are taller than what we are. And there's animals there. There's the giraffes who do healing. There's I see buffalo at times. I see elephants. There's like dogs, you know, like animals that we have here, pets. There's crystals, there's dolphins, there's whales, there's turtles, sea turtles. There's just all different types of beings that we see here in 3D, and they're just a little different sometimes. Plus, there's also light ray energies that are fully conscious that we really can't see, and they're helping you too. So we're now in the first room. This room is where the hot tubs are. This is where you're going to be going into the beautiful hot tubs. There's like a golden energy right now, so you may feel your body heat up a little bit. And again, just sit there and relax. And you may feel the bubbles in the hot tub. And this is used to detoxify your body. And we'll bring in another divine energy down here for you to experience in your living rooms or bedrooms, and just kind of relax there. We'll be bringing in the energy of Archangel Michael. So here he comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, the next room that we're going into is a room where they're going to eliminate, again, physical body pain from us. So just kind of sit back and relax and request healings now. It'll help us out with our pain. And there's another room that we're going into where they can work with body rashes, skin conditions, sunburns, you know, different types of skin allergies, maybe herpes, et cetera, so viruses. So request healing there also right now. And we'll see what they can do for you. And your healings work through your spirit, and it depends how much spirit energy you have on your inside of your body. On the light ship, you're there 100%, as much as they can bring into you. They can't materialize your spirit up there to help you. So the healings on the light ship are normally 100%, but the densities down here can sometimes have the healing as effective as what you'd like it to have because of the baggage that you're carrying. And like one person said when I was talking to him, I said, well, you know, it took me 40 years to create this illness. I don't expect it to leave, you know, in 2 minutes. So I understand, you know, his thought. And he did have a nice healing after probably about 8 hours up on the light ship. So it's very wonderful. So we're in this room now, and they're working with our skin. We're going to another location. In this location, we're going to be working with arthritis. So they're doing some special work with there, so you may want to wiggle your fingers a little bit here and just see if they work better maybe in a couple of minutes from now. Remember, you're up there for out of time, and you're in the room longer than what we are down here. So, and just request your healings inside of your head. You're in many rooms at one time, and it's up to you to do this request. Remember, the light ship only works in the now, and in the now, they see you as perfect. So the now that we have right now will be a different now in 10 minutes from now. And if you don't have the healing that you expected, then ask again. So just keep asking. When you come back, you're going to have this beautiful cocoon energy around you, which will help to facilitate additional healings in the next 5 days. So again, just keep requesting healings. So here we go. We're going into another location. This location is where they have the tuning forks. And you're in this room levitating, and the light beam doctors are now working with you with these tuning forks. They're just kind of floating in the room, and they're positioning them with their thoughts. Remember, on the creation light ship, your thoughts create your reality. Down here, it's very hard to do that. And there's books out on doing this process, but normally you don't have enough spiritual energy with you to have this process work down here. There's probably maybe 100 people on the planet who can actually materialize something out of their hands. And on the light ship, it'd be a very simple task. But down here, it's very limited to only a few people. So, we're in this room right now, and you're working with us. And we're going into one other room here. We'll be coming back in about a minute. So this room is where they're going to be doing some work with our lungs. So we're going to be having some beautiful oxygen to breathe. They're working on our lungs. Another room, they're working with our teeth, working with cavities, working with our sinuses. So we're getting ready to come back in about a minute here. So I'll do request your healings. The light ship only works with light, and it only works in the now. Everything that is not in the now is strictly projections of illusion, and it's energy that would be out of time, and the light ship is definitely in time in the now. So, and there's no future predictions with the light ship. So here we go. We're now going to be coming back, so you're going to be thanking your doctor teams for working with you. You're in the orientation room, and they're helping you, and we're going now into the transporter room. And this is a beautiful room, again. And they're putting like a little spray paint on you, in a sense. They're spraying you with some beautiful gold energy. It's like fairy dust. And it's very, very fine. It's coating your body. This will help you do some healing work down here. And they're putting around you the special cocoon of conscious healing energy, which I said before you could use for 5 days for additional healing. You must request your healing and just ask. And if you don't have the results in that now, you next now ask again. It'll only work with you probably one time. So remember, it's only in the now. ready to come back, and you're coming back right now. You have your animals and pets with you, coming back down, and now you're here. Okay. So this is Ron Amatron, and I appreciate all of you who've come on board today. It's great. And, you know, do get on my conference calls and have some of these healings done. After all, it's your spiritual growth and health is what you're looking for, and if you're interested in being in your body more, you must get rid of your emotional energy. Otherwise, you cannot inhabit your body fully. And the Lightship technology is Lightship, and it's, you know, miles away, and it's also done so quickly to us here. It's this has nothing to do with Earth-based technology or ET technology. It's pure light energy, and this is the light that created you. So I'll be signing off here, and you want to say anything, Sylvia? We probably have about maybe 1 minute to go here.
Well, I wanted to thank you and all the light being doctors for the amazing healings that we had this evening, and I hope all of our listeners are feeling incredibly good right now and centered in their hearts, and we'll have a wonderful week after this, and we hope that you'll join us for our Friday night at 9:30 Pacific Time and Saturday at 9 p.m. Pacific Time show for other healings. And it's been such a wonderful night being with you, and have a wonderful week.
Okay, and same here. So blessings to all of you, and see you on the next show, and send me some emails. My email address is healings@creationlightship.com. healing@creationlightship.com. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.